Thank you for holding. My name is Brisa. I'm the supervisor over the floor in the fire department. Can I have your first and last name, please?
Karen Killian.
Repeat it one more time.
Karen Killian, Khout.
What is your shipping address, ma'am, for security purposes?
9 West Ventura Avenue, Apartment A. Winona, New Jersey. 08090.
Thank you. Give me one moment. Give me one moment. Okay, so I see your note was done on September 23rd for $7.95 for the Tundra. Do you recall placing that order?
No, I didn't. It's evidently the other person told me that some kind of sweepstakes. I didn't even realize there was the 27th was hit with another number, and then I had gotten a fraud thing for my credit card on the 29th. Now it's more like 56, so it kind of keeps on going up. And I just spoke with the credit card people, and they're just like, well, we could shut the card down. I'm like, well, let me find out. I don't even know what's going on here because now there's 3 charges. And
there's a charge of $7.95, a charge of $56.95, a charge of $56.95. Correct, 3 charges. But the initial order was in on September 23rd for $7.95.
What did I order?
That's for a Tundra, ma'am.
What's
that's
that?
How it that it shows for a Tundra. It shows that's what it's showing in my system. You stated that you never placed this order. I'm one of the supervisors over the floor in the fire department, though. You saying that you never placed this order, correct?
Yes.
Yes, you did, or no, you didn't.
I did not. See, that's what I put the wrong, I say the wrong thing to the question because even when I read it.
Okay, that's all I'm asking. So what I'm going to go ahead and do, because you're saying that you didn't do the order, I'm going to go ahead and file this as fraud. I want to make sure that you are aware that all cases of fraud are full for a pending investigation. False claims of fraudulent charges may result as penalties, such as a fine. Will that be okay, ma'am?
What did you just say?
To whoever placed order, because they never had your authorization, we will do a penalty or a fine towards them. Will that be okay?
Yeah. I mean, obviously, because they're just going to hit me every month, and I don't even know what it's for.
Okay, so give me one moment.
Because it looks almost like the timing-wise, if that's the 23rd, then that would be 1 month apart. So they're just going to keep on hitting me for $56 every month.
Automatically, your account is already canceled with us. So you won't get billed nothing else. If you just bear with me 1 moment while I work on your account.
What's that?
If you just bear with me 1 moment while I work on your account.
Okay.
And good morning.
Good morning. So you're not actually a fire supply place.
No, fraud department, ma'am.
Yeah, it comes up as a hit from the credit card company, just so you know. It comes up as Superior Fire.
Oh, no. We're
But
not,
yeah,
we
that's
don't have
what it
control
comes.
over the merchant ID, how it could show under your bank statement.
Yeah, so I was like, well, no, I don't have a fireplace, so I couldn't have bought anything from a fireplace place. I mean, obviously you could buy trinkets or something, I guess, but no.
You're up early.
I'm in New Jersey, so I'm not sure.
Oh, what time is it over there?
Well, it is. Well, I've been up since 5, but I gotta go 7:30.
Okay.
Are you in California or someplace?
No, ma'am.
Hmm?
No, ma'am. I'm in Alabama. I'm in a call
center.
You're
in Alabama.
Yes, my time is $6. My time is $6.27.
You start early. Hopefully you work from home.
We're in a call center.
Oh, my.
But no, we're open 24 hours. I've been here since last night.
Oh, goodness, you're exhausted. I used to love my work, but I work really long day work now. So, I mean,
I got used to it already, but yes, it is a little, it's not tiring because you're sitting down, but because you're not getting enough sleep.
You don't switch days. Because I worked a job where you switch, like, it was like 12, it was like three, you know, seven days a month you worked 12-hour days, and 7 days a month you worked 12-hour nights. So you had to flip day to night.
Are you like a nurse?
No, I'm a chemist, but I worked for DuPont when I was in the 80s, and it's really good money, and then you had actually 7 days off in a row, so it was kind of weird, because, you know, when you're a young girl, then it's your weekends, and but then the money was good, and I learned a ton of good, some great chemists and things like that, and I made some money, I went and got another degree, and, you know, just work regular daytime hours, but even now I'm like working more hours in a day now than I worked when I was a young girl, and I'm exhausted. So something like
we switch every 3 months though.
Oh, see, then your body has to go, okay, now I'm going to sleep at night. And
no, but like I work all night shifts. Like I'm talking about days off. Like I work night shifts regardless.
Oh, stay all night.
Yes, I stay all night.
You figured out how to sleep in the day. I had trouble figuring out when I did the nights. I couldn't seem to sleep more than about 3 hours at a time. If I would wake up after 3 hours, it'd be like, oh, it's daytime. I had a horse at the time, whatever. You know, I can go do this or I can go do that before, you know, because then I had to be back to work within just a couple hours, you know, because then.
Yeah, well, I have a son, so I go to sleep for like 2 hours and then go take him to daycare. And then.
Oh, goodness, so you're just a napping person.
No, and then I take him to daycare. He's over there like 5 hours, so I go to sleep 5 hours. And then.
If you can. If don't think about doing house chores or.
No, I don't know. Right when I drop him off, I come home and I take my 5 hour nap. Well, asleep, and then I go get him and then come back and just cook. I clean a little bit, and then I mostly did everything for the weekend to clean.
Well, luckily but, you have somebody that you trust to take care of him while you're gone.
Yes, and then well he stays with my husband all night, so my husband
yeah.
me and my husband so yes
well,
but the daycare is just so he
doesn't switch jobs or something, right?
No, he and says he won't go to night shift.
Don't worry, you can work it out between then. Your son gets time with both of you kind of individually as well. So that's nice.
Yes, correct.
Figure out time to have time with your husband.
And then he comes back like around 6, so we all eat and then I go right to bed again and then just wake up an hour before I have to go to work. And then I just travel there.
I think it becomes, it's wonderful when you have the one, and then if you get blessed and have more children, then it becomes much more difficult.
Yes, it does. That's why he's like, oh, do you want to be a stay at home mom? But I do, but then I don't, but then I do, but then I don't, because I like having my own money too.
Yeah, actually my daughter's nannying for obviously in Park City right now for a family and the lady, she's got three children. They're all different ages, from teenager down to like four. But the thing is, they have different activities, and the husband travels all week. So, I mean, how would you be able to physically get those kids, everywhere that they need to be, and they're not like all, 5 minutes away to their sports and their school and their this and that if you don't have hired help? So sometimes you have to go with that kind of thing, and it works out well for her, except for she went to college for something else, but she's not on the books, we'll say, in that kind of, I don't think they take taxes on, and then she'll want to get, have a part-time job to do something else. But she feels the same, like, well, what will I do all day? Will you be surprised?
So your account is canceled, ma'am? Like, that's fraud, so nobody will be able to reopen this account back up using your information. On my side, I have processed you a full refund of $7.95, full refund of $56.95 two times. Your refunds take 3 to 5 business days, ma'am, for you to receive. Do you have any additional questions for me, ma'am?
No, thank you so much, and good luck.
Thank you.
I hope you get to have as many children as you want. And you said you might be surprised. You get it if you already have one. You spread them apart enough, then they're going to be so busy with their activities and everything. You're going to be like, how did I ever work and do this?
Yes, I didn't want them, together. I know a lot of people be like, no, you should have them all together. But then, like, at the same, like, kind
of, or have whatever you believe, where, wasn't able to, or babies didn't come into my world until I was 28 years old.
I'm 22, but mine, he's
you're very
5.
Young, so maybe you're much more for, I just wasn't, I was using birth control even, but I was always told by my grandparents that I couldn't, My grandmothers are like, you're built like us. They have a lot of miscarriages. They had a lot of miscarriages, which is very sad for folks, And, they're like, don't plan on having children, sweetie, because, you're built like us. And they just, I guess some people, they just fall out of your body. They don't stay. And for whatever reason, I got 3 lovelies, but I had to work the whole time, and not for nothing. It's because her father didn't make decent money at the time, but he did later on, whatever, I'm not married to him anymore. But the thing is, it's hard to leave your children with someone else.
Yes, it is. Mine, my house is like around the corner from the daycare, so it's like 2 minutes away.
Oh, so you can always check on them. When they were late, little, like, Craig, the first one was 6 months, but the other two are both 3 months old. And they can't tell you. And I breastfed, so I could stop in. Like, I would do, like, I would have them somewhere near my work. And I'd go in at lunch. And sometimes, there's my baby laying there with the face down, screaming in there and snot. And I'm like, all right, you're getting moved out of here.
Yeah.
I couldn't, they can't tell you all day, how their experience has been until they get older. And then I don't know how your child is now, how old they are, but then it gets to, I called it the Price is Right. When they get bigger and you show up to pick them up, they're, mommy, they come running to you, and it's just like, and then in my world, then I was like, well, I can't possibly discipline these children because I only have like 3-4 hours with them at the very most every evening, so I wasn't going to spend it, I just tried to conform things to make sure that they would be happy and comfortable and get their schoolwork done. And now they're all adults, but it's part of being a working mom.
It is.
you know, but.
But as long as that
person. Get a good husband, so that's
yes.
Important.
But his dad helps me out a lot, though. Not just.
What's
you know.
That?
His dad does help me out a lot, so.
Oh, so that's another extended family. Yeah, see, I didn't have any. Well, I had a nan and pop, and they were. But they, the nan, their grandmother, one of their grandmothers, they call her nan. She passed now. Wonderful woman, and just loved my children to death. So, but she had her own job too. So I mean, she, you know, she's a nurse. So I mean, it wasn't like she could just take care of my children. You know what I mean? She couldn't pick them up.
Yes, because a nurse, so, yeah, they get tired,
you know,
a lot.
I'd say if you don't have a husband that is, some husbands, they remember to pick up their children. Some husbands, they don't.
Yes, because when he tells me I want another kid, when he tells me he wants another one, I'll be like, okay, you're going to help me then if you want, because we're doing it together. I'm not the only one.
Yeah, I mean, we're the ones that, you know, I mean, they grow in our body. We're gods, you know.
Right.
And that's, I think it's a very important perspective for everyone to realize that, you know, only babies grow in our bodies. And we're so disrespected in our culture and our society, no matter what our race, color, creed, with this whole Roe thing and all this. It's like, well, who is some man to make a decision of what grows in my body?
Right.
I mean, I don't know. I'm not trying to, whatever, but I mean, not for nothing, when I figured out that I was pregnant the first time, it took me 3 months, because I obviously didn't think I could, but I didn't ask my then, he was my boyfriend at the time, I didn't ask him, is this okay if I keep this baby or not? I was like, this is my baby.
Right, because, yes,
you know,
correct.
I didn't really think of it that way, but now with all this other stuff, I thought, oh my goodness, what would it, you live somewhere where people don't even teach you about birth control, or that's not available, or it's just normal to have children when you're 16, or things like this. I mean, I just can't even imagine up here where it's very proactive of small family sizes and things like this, where, you know, if you just think it's, and then, or it could be rape or incest or anything like that, and then what do you do? You know, and then you have to carry a child that you don't, that's not healthy for the baby or for you.
Right.
So it's a very confusing time, no matter what your thing is, but people need to leave the choices to the women.
Correct.
And, you know, and that's the part that most offends me. I think that most of us, we never ever thought that this would ever be a right that would be taken from us.
Right, right.
I mean, I don't understand. Like, we're not living in, like, Israel or where, you know, these countries.
Yeah.
Are just
or in the older times as well. Because I know in the older times, there were a lot. It was really strict when, like, a young person had a kid or something like that.
Well, and people lied. Like, my father was born out of wedlock, but then they would do a real quick wedding. Boom, boom. You know, like. Everybody
yes.
Well, that baby's right size, but I don't think that was 7 months old. That's what they wanted me to do. I'm like, well, how am I going to pull that off? Even if I get married, I mean, 3 months, I mean, it's what I only carried the baby for.
Right.
You know, I got an 8-pound baby, and what am I, like a miracle baby popper at her? You know, but, okay. You know, that Catholic, you know, your religion can be affecting, you know, decisions like that and stuff. But at the end of the day, there could be a time where it can be dangerous for your body to carry that child. And that's a very difficult decision to make. And they're making these women go to the very last second.
I understand that. I do apologize for interrupting you, but I will have to move on to my next call, ma'am.
Yeah, and
we
thank you so much for taking care of this for me, and good luck with your family. I hope you have as many beautiful children as you prefer.
Yes, thank you, ma'am, and thank you for calling customer care. Hope you have a wonderful day, and remember that refund takes 3 to 5 business days, okay?
Thank you very much. Have a good day.
You too. Thank you for calling customer care.